Okay, so we are holding on top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we were talking about the Pasach La Pischa La Parshas. In other words, the way that the different Amoraim would frame the Megillah, what they thought were points of, you know, of emphasis. We're up to three lines down Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Pasach La Pischa La Parshas Amihacha Hir Kavta Enos L'Roshenu Bano Ba'eshu B'mayim Bo'esh B'mei Nevuchanetza HaRasha B'mayim B'mei Paro V'totzienu L'Rivayah. So again, the way that Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa thought about this is in the context of Jewish history. Of course, Mayim Bimei Paro, right? Kol Abeni Yelodi Oratash Lichua, Ba'esh Bimei Nebuchadnezzar, is throwing people into the Kibshan Ha'esh, the story of Hanani Mishal Nazari, Mekadei Shem Shemayim. And of course, Haman is part of that chain of the various threats that the Jewish people had faced. Rabbi Yochanan, Pasach LaPischa LaParshas Hamihacha, Zachar Chasdo, Ve'Bnei Aslo Ve'Yisrael, Ro'o Cholaf Se'aretz Eish Yeshua Sadokeinu,
So the Rabbi Yochanan is focusing on a little bit of a different aspect. The idea that the Hatzalah and the Yeshua of Purim was something that made an impression on the whole world. Rashi says everybody got the Michtavim, everybody got the letters that were sent out. In other words, Asher Sibru Ayvei Hayudum Mishlot Bahem V'Nafochu. So maybe you'd say the aspect of Kiddush Hashem, Ro'u Cholaf Se'aretz, says Yeshua Selokeinu, that God was glorified in front of the entire world. Rish Lakish, Pasach LaPischa LaParshas Hamihacha, Arino Heim Dov Shokek Moshel Rasha Lamdal, Arino Heim Zanavuchanetzad Rasha Dechsiv Be'al Aryeh Misovcho, Dov Shokek Zeh Hashverish Dechsiv Be'al Rechive Achrei Tanyana Dami L'Dov, the vision of Daniel that he sees an animal, a second animal which is similar to a dove, Vitani Rav Yosef, Elu Parsiam Shochem Vishosin Kedov, right? That they, there's not a compliment, but they're hedonistic the way a bear can sometimes appear to be, or Mr. Balim Basar Kedov, Migadlin Sear Kedov, Ein Lehem Menucha Kedov, Moshel Rasha Zehaman Alam Dal, Elu Yisrael Shem Dalimina Mitzvah. So again, the way that Reish Lakish is framing this is you have this hedonistic society of the Parsiim, and the Jewish people are assimilating into that Elu Yisrael Dalimina Mitzvah, that they were taken in by the cardinal, you know, of Persia. And what's really fascinating about that, I have to say, is that, you know, when we talk about the different shitos that we have in terms of, you know, how much of the Megillah does one have to read, so Meir says, you know, Kula. But two of the three shitos there, Rabbi Yehuda says, Me'ish Yehudi Ayabishushan Abira, and Rabbi Yossi says, Achara Dvarim Ha'ila Gidal Melcha Chashvirosh Es Haman. So according to two of the three shitos, you don't get nearly as much of a sense of the hedonistic aspect of Persian society. That really comes out in Perek Aleph, Baharuso Asosher Kavod Malchuso, the exhibitionist quality that Achashverosh really had, and the Jewish people, as we see, buying into that, dalim min hamitzvos, and assimilating into society. Rablazer paskla piskalar persal mihacha, ba'atzal taim yimacha mekarev, shifos yadayim midlof habayis, vishul atzlus shahayelam Yisrael, shalo hasko batorah, nas v'sono shal kadosh baruch hu mach, v'in mach ala oni, shenem rimachu me'erkecha, in mikra ala kadosh baruch hu, shenemar, Mekareb Mayim Aliyosav. Basically, again, the Jewish people made themselves vulnerable to all this by spiritual negligence. Rav Nachum Yitzchak, Pascha Pescha Harparsim Yahacha, Sher Malu Sule Hashem Shayalanu, Yom Rana Yisrael Lule Hashem Shayalanu, Bekum Alenu Adam, Adam Velo Melech, right? So Adam, Rashi says Velo Melech, that's a reference to Haman, but we'll see later on. And the Amid, you could interpret it as interpreting, you know, to Achashverosh, because he really wasn't Ra'i L'malchus. Rava Pasach LaPischa LaParshas Hamihacha, Birvos Tzadikim Yismacha, V'mishol Resha Ye'anacham, Birvos Tzadikim Yismacham, Zemordechai V'Ester, Dechsiv, Ayir Shushan Salah V'Samecha, V'mishol Resha Ye'anacham, Zahaman Dechsiv, Ayir Shushan Nevocha. Rav Masna Amar Mehacha, Mi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Kerovim Elav, Ravashi Amar Mehacha O, Hanisa Elokim Lavo, Lakachas lo goy mi kerev goy. Okay, so again, if you're emphasizing mi goy gadol asher lo kim kerevim elav kashem lo kenu b'chol kareinu elav, you think the critical part of the Megillah is leich kenosis kol ha'yehudim, the tfilos of the tanios. Ravashi says, oh, honey, so lakim lebo lakachas lo goy mi kerev goy, which you're really emphasizing is just like by Sheba and Mitzrayim, the assimilation, the integration of the Jewish people into a decadent hedonistic society. Vahibi me Achashverosh Amar Rav. This name Achashverosh, right? So Vai Vahai. Dechsiv is Makartim Sham Levechal Avadim Vishfachos. Shmu Amar Lo Maastim Lo Galtim Lechalosam Lo Maastim Bime Yavanim Lo Galtim Me Nebuchadnezzar Lechalosam Bime Haman Lafer Brisi Itam Bime Parsim. Kiani Hashem Lokayem. b'mei gog u'gmai gog. But masnisa tana lo masnim b'mei kastim, shemati lam Daniel Chanani Mishal v'Azariah, lo ga'altim b'mei yivanim, shemati lam Shimon HaTzadik Chashmonoi yivanu b'matisyahu kohen gadol, v'chalosam b'mei Haman, shemati lahem Mordechai v'Esther, l'hafer b'risi itam, b'mei parsim, shemati lahem shel beis rebi v'chach mei hadoros, ki ani Hashem Elokeyem, l'asi lavo, she'en kol umma v'lashon, this is what we like to call like the great man theory of history that Shmuel is saying, is that in every generation, you know, dor v'dor shav, there are always the leaders, whether it was the Chachmei HaMasorah, whether it was Mordechai and Esther, or whether it was the Chashmonoim, Shimon HaTzadik, etc. Rabbi Levi Amar Mehachai, v'lo tarishu es Yoshvei Haaretz. If you don't take care of the Yoshvei Haaretz, right, the Torah says that they're going to, ultimately, it's you or them, it's a zero-sum game, and you didn't destroy Amalek, so that's what happened. Rabbi Chi Amar Mehachai, V'aya kasher dimisi lasos lahem esel lachem. Achashverosh amarav achiv shalrosh ben gilo shalrosh. Achiv shalrosh achiv shalnevuchanetzar rosh. Shashenikar rosh shenemar antu reisha didahava ben gilo shalrosh hu harag hu bikesh laharag. Hu hecharev hu bikesh laharag. Shenemar malchus achashverosh. This is the only time that he's referenced outside of Megillas Esther in the Tanakh. B'tchilas malchuso kasvu sitna al yosha yudav Yerushalayim. So again, just comparing Achashverosh and Nebuchadnezzar. When Jewish children dress up as Achashverosh, you know, you have to wonder, right? You know, as we'll see, you know, these are indictments of Achashverosh as somebody who's really no different than one of the great enemies of the Jewish people throughout the ages. Shmuel Amar, Shehushchuru Panem Shel Yisrael B'yamav Kishulei Kedera. Right, that the Jewish people experienced great humiliation. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Kol Shezochro, even mentioning Achashverosh, Amar Ach L'Rosho. Rabbi Chinan Amar Shekol Nasu Rashin B'yambav, that his economic policies were draconian. Shenemar V'yasam Melch Achashverosh Masal Haaretz V'yeham. Hu Achashverosh, Hu Berishon B'tchilaso V'ad Sofo. Hu Esav Hu Berisho B'tchilaso V'ad Sofo. Hu Dasan V'aviran Hein Berishon B'tchilaso V'ad Sofo. Hu HaMelech Achaz Hu Berishon B'tchilaso V'ad Sofo. And the other end of the ledger, right, and again, that's not a flattering comparison, and Achashverosh to Esav and Dasan V'aviram, right, some of the great villains here. Avram hu Avram b'tzidka mitchilaso ad sofa, hu Aaron hu Moshe b'tzidka mitchilaso ad sofa, and David hu akatan hu bekatnuso mitchilaso ad sofa, the modesty, kashem she bekatnuso hiktenatzmo leitzom mishal gadol mena b'tara, kach v'machuso hiktenatzmo leitzom mishal gadol mena b'chachma, as the fulfillment of the Rambam's dictate that the melech is chayev linhog es atzmo be'anova yisera, hamolech mehodo v'ad kush, hamarav shamalach me'atzmo. So Rav says, Malach mehodu v'ad kush, that he was a malach me'atzmo, that he was somebody that, you know, wasn't the son of a king, and he became the king. Amri lo l'shevach, v'amri lo l'gnai. Amri lo l'shevach, l'avi inish, t'chashev l'malka kavaseh, right, that he somehow had earned it, it was meritocratic. V'amri lo l'gnai, t'lo hava chazi l'malchusa, amari yaseir hu d'yahi v'kam, right, kesef yanez hakol, he bought the position. Mehodu v'ad kush, rav shmul chanam rahodu b'sofa olam, kush b'sofa olam, right, so that he ruled from one end of the world to another. V'chadamar hodu v'kush, gabi hadadu havo kayami k'shem shamalach hodu v'kush, kach malach misofa ha'olam v'ad sofos. Again, you know, no nafkamina in terms of the scope of his reign, but just the location of hodu and kush. Kayotzi v'davar ataomir, ki hu rode v'cholever anar mitifsach v'adaza, shlom ha'melach rav v'shmul ha'chadam v'tifsach v'sofa ha'olam v'aza v'sofa ha'olam, chadam v'tifsach v'aza v'hadi hadadi havo kayami k'shem shamalach al tifsach v'alaza, kach malach al kol olam kulo. Right, so Shlomo ruled over the entire world. Sheva v'yesir mei amedina, Rav Chista b'tchila malach al sheva. He was an imperialist, l'sof malach al esim, l'sof malach al mea, right, that he expanded from 7 to 100. Ela me'ata v'shnei chayei amram, sheva shoshim ma'at shana, mai darash tabei, right, similar structure to the pasuk, shayni hacha, dekra yaseirahu, mech diksiv mehodi v'adkush, sheva v'yesir mei amedina la'amali. You could have just said it to tell you how many countries were, or how many provinces were, mehodi v'adkush, but shma mina l'drasha. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Malchu Bekipa, three people ruled the entire world. Tosa says, what about Alexander the Great? And he says, it's not written in Tanakh that way. So Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar, not a very promising list. Achav, Dechsiv, Chai Hashem, Bekechem, Yishgoyim, Alchad, Shalach, Adonini, Lisham, Lebakshecha. Uvadyahu said to Eliyahu that we've searched everywhere. Vilo, Dehava, Malach, Alayhu. If he wasn't the king there, Hechi, Mati, Mishbalahu, right? So then exactly how would this have happened, right? Ovadia says, you know, we looked everywhere, so if he wasn't a king everywhere, so how can, you know, Ovadia, who is a Yareas Hashem Ma'od, you know, be so comfortable, you know, taking a Shavua, Chai Hashem Elokecha, that, you know, there was a thorough search done. Achashverosh hada amaran. It's exactly what we said. Siman that we'll kind of come to is shazdach v'sulaka. Wasn't there Shin Shlomo Vayika Shlomo Lo Salik Malchuse? Right, Shlomo was eventually removed. Lachem Aleph Perikid Aleph. Hani Chlomo Damer Melech Vehedya Leman Damer Melech Vehedya Lemalach. That he was restored to his position of Malchus Ma'ik Lemeimer Shlomo Milsach Harisah Vebei Shemalach Al Yonim Al Tachtonim Shenemar Vayeshem Shlomo Al Kisei Hashem. That Shlomo, he was in a different category because Shlomo had properties to his Malchus that even extended into Al Yonim. Rashi says on the Shadim. But it can mean something a little bit different than that as well, that Shlomo's Malchus was a reflection, really, of Malchus Shammai, as opposed to this list. You wouldn't put him on a list with Achashverosh and Nebuchadnezzar and Achav. Sancheirev, dechsev mibachol aloya, aratzo soela, asher yitzilu esaretz miyadi. Well, we know that Sancheirev didn't conquer Yerushalayim, right? As we know, that Asher was stricken by this incredible plague. Delokavsha, veika daryavish, dechsev daryavish, malka, kasa, lechol amayu, mayu, velishna, di dayarin, bechalara. Shalmechan Yeska, he says Shalom Rav to the entire world. So we say, no, there were seven provinces. Delo Malach Alayo, Dechsev, Shvarkadam, Davyavish, Shehekim, Amalchusa, the Achashdar Penayo, Meavesher, 120, but not 127. Rika, Karish, Dechsev, Kamar Karish, Melech Paras, Kom Amalchus, Haretz, Nasan, Li Hashem, Hasam, the Gemara says, Koresh was not above. He was exaggerating. There was something that was bothering him these 3 years. Amar Belshazzar Chashavita. Belshazzar thought, this is when the handwriting was on the wall and he was destroyed that night by the Persians, that the Jews are not going to be redeemed. Ana chashivne velo taina mahi dechsev kilefim alos below above el shivim shana avkodes chaim yirmiyos at 70 years. Uchsev lamalos lecharvos Yerushalayim shivim shana chashiv arban vechamesh Nebuchadnezzar. So Belshazzar thought 45 of Nebuchadnezzar will calculate Vashem Mutzlas, the successor of Evil Marduch. Retarti didei hashivim. And that's why Belshazzar was throwing that big party. Nebuchadnezzar minal and darban v'chamei shanin malach. How do we know Nebuchadnezzar's reign was 45 years? Damar mar galu b'sheva, galu b'shmona, galu b'shmona esrei, galu b'chasrei. What's this a reference to? Galu b'sheva, the kibush Yehoyakim galus Yehoyachim shishmona Nebuchadnezzar. So again, that it was the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar when Yechonia was exiled. Galu b'shmona esrei, the kibush Yehoyakim. 18 years since Yehoyakim, since his kibush, was the galus of Tzidkiyahu. This is going to be important for later in the Amud. So the final galus, Chorban Beis Hamikdash, was 11 years after the galus of Yehoyachin, otherwise known as Yechonia, which is referenced when we first meet Mordechai. Ishu di hayav shana b'yorosh Mordechai. Sher haglam Yerushalayim im hagula sher haglasai im Yechonia melchiyudah. 11 years before Chorban Beis Hamikdash, so it would have been the year 597 BCE. Chasrei Nebuchadnezzar. Damar Mar, Shana Rishona Kibesh Nidvesh, Shnia Kibesh Yehoyakim, that he conquered Yehoyakim. Mechsiva Yib Shloshim Vesheva Shana, Legalos Yehoyachin, Melech Yuda, Bishne Masar Chodesh, Vesim Vechamish Lechodesh, Nasa Avil Marduch, Melech Bavel, Bishnas Malchuso, Esrosh Yehoyachin, Melech Yuda, Vayotzi Osami Beis Akela. So again, as soon as Avil Marduch succeeded Nebuchadnezzar, which was 37 years after the galus of Yechonia, which we know took place in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar, as we just read. So that tells you that Nebuchadnezzar's total reign was 45 years. So Timnei, Tlasin Vesheva, 8 plus 37, Arei Arbon Vechamesh Nebuchadnezzar, Vesrin Tlas Devil Marduch, it's Gemara. We don't have any text for that, but that's the tradition. Vitarte Didei, Belshazzar ruled for 2 years, and so he made a party, Hashivin. Amar Hashta Vadei Sulam Ifrikei, they won't be redeemed. Apik Mani Ve Mikdesha, Vishtam Mishbehu, Naim De Kamrele Daniel, Velmare Shemaya Hisramam to Lemane Devese, the Kalim of the Beis Hashem, Sayu Kadai, Machuk Siv, Bebe Lelia, Katel Belshazzar Malka, Kazdoi. He was killed. Uchsiv, the Yavish Madoa, Kibel Machusa Kibar, Shinin, Shisin Vitarti, 62 years old. Amar Ihu, Achajur said, Belshazzar made a mistake, Miti Tai, Ana Hashiv Nevlotaina. Miksiv, because Achashurish read the Psukim. Right, it doesn't say that 70 years in Malchus Bavel, the Bavel Ksiv, my the Bavel, the Galus Bavel. Kama Batsir and Timnei. So he knew, Achashverosh knew, that Belshazzar started counting 8 years too early. Because he started counting, Belshazzar started counting from the kibush that Bavel did of Yehoyakim. Right, but that was way too early. Chashiv Ayel Chilufayil. So he knew that that was 8 years too soon. Well, it turned out to be 19 years too soon, as we'll see. So he started counting. I need 8 years. So chada de belshatzar v'chamesh d'ayavish v'koresh retarte d'idei, and then that's how we get bishna shalosh l'malcho hashivin. So came into chazi l'malos shivin l'avilo ifruk amar hashta vade sulam ifruki. The Jewish people will not be redeemed. Apikmane devei mikdasha v'yishtamish behu. And so he started using bat satan v'rikid b'neim v'harages v'ashti. Wait a second, the Achashverosh darshan the psukim correctly. So, you know, how is it that he was wrong? So, he should have followed the pasuk, which, you know, Yirmiyahu said that 70 years after Limalos Lecharvos Yerushalayim, Shivim Shana. And that only happened 11 years after the Galus of Yechonia. Okay, so again, Belshazzar counted 19 years too early, Achashverosh counted 11 years too early. Sof kama bitzirin. Chadsar. So iu kama malach arbeisar. Be arbeisar didei boy le mivni beis hamikdash. Right. So the beis hamikdash should have been built. Alamaksev badin b'tilis avedas beis ala di Yerushalayim. So amar Rava shani mikutos havu. The reason it took longer, you're right, it wasn't the days of Achashverosh, but it's the days of Koresh. The beis hamikdash started to be rebuilt is because this actually has to be full years. And some of these years, we were counting the years of the king, so they weren't full years because, you know, 1 year of Belshazzar, you know, wasn't a full year. It ran into Daryavish and Koresh, etc. Tanya mihachi v'od shana achas lebavel v'amad Daryavish v'hishlima. So again, Belshazzar didn't have a full year. Amar Rava Avdaniel ta b'hai choshbina. So confusing that even Daniel made a mistake. Tichsev bishnas achas l'malchoni Daniel binoti b'svarim. V'dikamer binoti, he had to really look carefully into the svarim. Bichal d'ta. Mikol makom kashu kraya da. Tichsev malos l'bavel. Tichsev l'charvos Yerushalayim. It's confusing. Amarava, the p'kida be'alma. V'hainu tichsev ko'amar koresh melech paras ko'ma mechos arts l'tanli Hashem l'kei Hashemayim. V'hu pakad alai livnos lo bayis b'Yerushalayim. That's when the Pekida is going to be given. It doesn't mean that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Darish Rav Nachman Rav Chista, V'may dechsev, Ko amar Hashem l'mashichol, L'koresh asher hechzakti b'mino, V'chikoresh mashiach haya. Ol amr lor kodesh baruch l'mashiach, Ko bel ani l'chal koresh. I have tainas on koresh. Ani amarti, Hu yivne iri, V'kabetz kol yusi, V'hu amar. And koresh said, let's delegate it, let's find a good shaliach. Mi bachem, mikol amo vayal. Okay, so again, Belshazzar thought 19 years too early. Achashverosh thought 11 years too early. And ultimately, the 70 years was when we would be allowed to go back. L'pekida be'alma, the Gemara says, and not, you know, actually in terms of rebuilding. Rashi says, p'kida be'alma, l'fi malos l'bavel shivim shana ef kodes chame. Ka'achaysa shenifkidu b'shana achas l'koresh mechbaras shish nasayin alef l'kibosh yiho yakim shepashta bavel al Yisrael, the first time that Bavel came, you know, to conquer the Jewish people. And then, you know, from that point on, it would be another 19 years till the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which would take place through Ezra and Nehemiah and those who returned, Zerubbabel, along with them. Okay, so I'll hold it up here.